I'd say the top story is the heat dome, which I never heard of.
Never.
I've heard of heat waves.
Right.
Not heat domes.
Heat dome.
It's going to be hot.
We're stuck in here, yes.
They're saying heat indices 105 to 115 degrees. That's great soccer playing weather, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They love it like that. Yeah. The ball melts, everything. Yes.
On the phone right now, Jim Norton. Good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, guys. As far as heat dome, all that makes me think of is how much I want to give my wife a Dutch oven. That's what that reminds me of. I want to crawl in and staple the sheets and just really abuse her.
The original heat dome.
Exactly, yes. Because you're a caring man.
Yes. I am a caring man, and it's the one that you could enjoy as well.
Right.
Like, there's just something about their suffering that just makes it all the more, more pleasurable.
The thrashing.
By the way, this is the guy who gives relationship advice on his new podcast.
Yes.
Dutch oven.
Yeah, that's great advice. Because who does that? Makes every marriage happier.
You're sharing everything.
Sharing everything. And then you kind of wake her up and she's miserable and you're happy and you can just kind of go to work and feel good about yourself.
Right.
So if you were giving relationship advice to yourself, what would first Jim Norton call into you? And then what would Jim Norton say to you? What would your
knowing
problem
what
be?
I know now?
Yeah.
Knowing what I know now, I would probably say you have such a nice terrace. Enjoy the view and jump. That's what I was telling you.
Hit the ground and warp 5.
Okay, so good.
All those times you thought of it, do it, Jim. Just do it.
Just jump.
Just take the leap.
Yes. You know, it's funny. We give advice, or whoever my guest is, but like, it's always flawed. Because, like, I acknowledge the fact that I'm a mess. Most people who give advice come from a place of knowledge and from, you know, good experience. And I've just kind of made a disaster out of everything. So that's where the advice comes from, that point of view. Like, half the time, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, at least you're honest about it. Most people try to fake that. Like, there are a lot of self-help teachers who...
that need help.
Really haven't made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, there are a lot of who are flops. And if you've ever, like, you read a news story and you hear about, like, a therapist who does something psychotic or who wipes his family out or who just does something terrible. And then you're like, somebody was talking to this guy and, like, seeking sage advice. So, like, I just think that it's easier to kind of come from an honest place about it and just go, look, this is possibly going to be very wrong what I'm about to tell you.
All right, well, just give us a thumbnail sketch of your resume. Jim Norton's on it. By the way, he's coming to the New York Comedy Club in Stamford next weekend. Yeah. Two shows each night. We're linked up on the radio station website. And by the way, Jim, we're in Connecticut on WPLR, but also on Long Island, 94.3 The Shark. So a lot of people familiar with you in both radio markets.
Yeah, I love Connecticut, and I'm happy to be spending part of my summer here. Nothing better than summering in Stanford.
You know, it's funny when you say something like that. Right. I think it's the opposite.
That sounds sincere at all.
I don't think he likes summering in Connecticut. Yeah. So
right now I'm actually in Connecticut. Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, I'm in Connecticut now for the weekend, going home, and then coming back up next week. I actually do like it up here.
Oh, cool.
And what is your relationship history? Well, you've been married. You're married, right?
I am married, yeah. And a lot of my relationship history involves a gift being left on the nightstand before they leave. That's a lot of my relationship history. So that was so nice. I love you, and here's the agreed upon price. This is my longest one. I mean, this is my longest one is the... I guess since 2017,
oh, wow.
This one's been going. Wow. Yeah, and before that, it was like 2008 to 2011. So I had like a good 6-year period.
It's a marathon for you.
This is insane. Like, no matter what happens with this one, I won. The fact that I was able to do it this long is crazy.
How did you guys meet?
Yeah.
She sent me an email, which is how I've met a few of my girlfriends. I get a nice email. She had seen me interviewed, and it just sent an email, goes, hey, I like what you talked about. And then we just started talking, and, you know, I'm pretty good on the phone. I'm pretty good on FaceTime. It's once you've had sex with me, you realize what a terrible error you've made until I get to that point.
All of us don't really. But she applied for the job by via email.
Yeah, Yeah, she did. And she said, oh, this guy's going to be a great boss. And then she realized, no, once you come, you're stuck in the U.S. So we talked for like 8 months before I actually met her, which kind of helped. Because you're forced to get to know somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just a hookup, which is basically what I wanted at first, just a hookup.
She was from another country?
Yeah, Norway.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So she came over here for you.
Yeah, but we had to go through Canada. It was a long process. Immigration is a real pain in the ass.
Right.
So we had to go through Canada, the government moves slowly. So it was like a 5-year process. But
you have to declare
it forces
her.
You to get to.
Yeah.
What's that?
You have to declare her and everything.
Yeah, at the border. Have anything in your suitcase?
Yeah. Yes. I have a possible wife over here, yes.
Potential wife.
Why is she in the glove compartment?
You have to pay taxes on that?
Is it per pound? Or...
Yeah, her fingers are in the glove compartment. The rest of her is chopped up in that suitcase. But it was a long process, man. And so when you see all these people sneaking across the border, like, I get it. I get why you want to do that because it's so frustrating. But then I'm like, hey, man, we waited. You know, we actually did it legally. And
right.
The government, go to DMV. If you want to see what immigration, like, just go to the DMV. Like, anytime the government handles it, they're going to do it slowly, not efficiently, and it's going to be a frustrating process.
Yeah. So how did you... How long did it take you to propose, and how did you do it?
I did it in Vancouver in 2019, and we would vacation in Canada. So I did it the old fashioned way. I had the ring.
Where'd you hide it?
And
he snuck it in.
I put it in her food, and I was hoping she'd choke on it.
Is that yes? I can't tell. Is that yes? All right.
Yeah, it was just an excuse to give the Heimlich.
Right, just nod your head.
I wound up doing it just traditionally. I got down on one knee. So I wanted to do one thing in my life, traditional.
Yeah.
And so I got down on one knee. And I asked her, and then she said yes, and I paid her. But nice. Some things never change.
That's the check cleared. We're good, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she said if the check clears, we're good. And we did it. We got married. We waited until she was in the U.S. We did it, but it was like a 2.5-year engagement. I mean, it was one of the more normal things I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels about right, right?
Jim Norton is on the show. He's playing New York Comedy Club in Stamford next week and Friday, Saturday. We're linked up on the radio station website. So did you have a traditional wedding ceremony?
No. When she got in, it was in, I think it was 21. Yeah, it was January of 21. And it was still like everyone had a mask on. So we did it in, it was a 90-day fiancé visa. So we had to do it within 3 months. So we just did it when there was an available date down at City Hall. And we always said we were going to do a wedding, and we just never got around to doing it. Like, as far as having people, you know, she's met everyone in my life and my friends, and we just never actually did this ceremony.
Do it for your chance.
I think she still wants to.
Ah, you saved yourself a lot of money.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I did, yeah, but I'll lose it in the divorce. So it doesn't matter.
Did you do a prenup?
Money you save, you're going to lose. What's that?
Did you do a prenup?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I had suggested it, but she just forgot to sign it, so I would have to say no.
Honey, this is going to need you to sign real quick.
That's all right.
You don't mind.
That'll keep you polite.
It will, yes.
It does. It kind of keeps you from doing anything disastrous, because every time I think of like, oh, I don't want to do this, I just, you know, I look at my bank account and I'm like, yeah, you know what, I also enjoy having this, so why don't we just work this out?
Right. Yeah. You know what, it's not that bad. It's not, because you envision yourself in the future. It's like, okay, every penny I make is going to be written out and sent to her.
Exactly.
You know what, maybe it's not that bad.
Just say I love my house.
I love this house. I love my bank account.
I love my house. Yeah.
Absolutely. I bought a new belt. That'll eventually support my waist. So you start thinking like that. It does change the way you fight. I don't know, like when you're married, like you can't just blow it up like you can in a relationship. You have to kind of fix it and talk it through and make sure that it's, you know, that it's fixed, because you can't just walk away.
Yeah, it's taken me a while to get there.
Yeah.
To be able to do a better, more adulty back and forth.
Right.
You know?
How long are you married?
I've been with her for like 13 years. We met right after the Sandy Hook shooting at the Sandy Hook Fire Department. And I was in
between,
you know, I was out of my marriage for probably 2 or 3 years and like dating just, I don't want to say crazy people, but I was living a crazy lifestyle. You know, I was married for 19 years and now I'm free. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I felt like I was 22 with money.
Eating Kansas soup.
You know? Yeah, like going nuts. Yeah. I knew it was time to settle down.
Yeah.
And I saw her and I was like, that's it.
Right.
And yeah, we've been married for how long now?
How did you ask her out? What did you suggest that you do? Like, what was your, when you said to her, hey, let's go out, was there a place you had in mind or what did you say to her?
She said no to me several times for dating. So smart.
Right.
Smart lady.
Yeah.
And then we would text back and forth and we would just always make each other laugh. And one night we're texting back and forth and I said, why don't you go out to dinner with me? And she said, no, I want to remain friends. And we're texting back and forth and it's very quick. You could see the bubbles.
Yeah.
Like I text, she texts, I text, she texts.
Fire.
It's a tennis match.
Fast fingers. Yes.
And then I said, well, do you ever eat with friends?
Right.
And then no bubbles.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I got her.
Right. Nailed it.
Yeah. And then we had a first date. Like, I never had a first date. I secured the bottom floor of a wine cellar at this fancy restaurant.
Went
I had
all
her
out.
Favorite meal. And I went bananas. And I almost...
You really went all out.
I went all out. I almost pulled the plug because we get there. And there's something in the back of my mind where I thought, is she a lesbian? Like, she's a hot girl.
Right.
She's...
Right.
Doesn't have any children.
Right. This is a bad thing.
I always see her with this other hot girl at these events.
Right.
And she wasn't into me, so she must be lesbian, right?
Right,
right.
This is the worst romance novel ever.
Yeah. So we get to the bar. We're not downstairs yet. We get to the bar, and now this bartender starts hitting on her, and they're having this good vibe.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I should just leave.
Yeah.
That voice in the back of your head where it's like, you know what? I'm just going to fail now. I'm going to look like an idiot. I'm going to go downstairs. She's going to see all the stuff. And she's going to be like, I'm not that type of girl.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want failure.
I'm going to go now. Yeah.
And then the other voice said, plow through, loser.
Right. That was her.
I would say the first voice is the one I hear all the time. The plow through, loser. That's what my friends say. But the first voice is the one I really listen to.
Yeah.
You're going to fail.
Right.
You suck. This is not going to work. Especially being cucked by a bartender. How humiliating.
Right.
You go through all this trouble and this dummy who's just putting an olive in a glass is actually making... He was probably warming her up, though. Mentally?
No, it was a girl.
It was a
girl bartender.
Oh, in that case,
That's it, like it,
I'm
it,
watching.
It made me think that she is a lesbian.
Like,
and
let's see what happened here.
I'm kind of in the way.
You know what? We should all get drunk right now. Let's get drunk right now.
Yeah.
Let's have more alcohol. Like yeah, come on. Two fingers.
Yeah.
So you took her downstairs and you had a nice date. When did you realize she wasn't gay?
Halfway through the date. Halfway through downstairs.
Right.
I was like, oh, she's asking me questions. Like, she's like sizing me up.
Right, right.
You know, she's asking like, interview type questions.
Yeah, hetero questions. Yes.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Is that weird? Like, when you're friends with somebody, women don't understand that, like, sleeping with me will not wreck the friendship. Like, that's a big, I think sometimes it's an excuse they use where they're like, well, no, I value our friendship. And it's hard to go like, well, I don't care about the friendship at all. I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to tell that to a woman.
Yeah.
Like, the friendship is great, but I'm willing to take this chance.
Yeah.
And, oh, that's great. So that was your first, and it went well, obviously.
Yeah.
Or did it go sideways?
No, it went great. That was my last first date, and we have been inseparable since.
Yeah, it's hard with friendship because you never, that text bubble thing, it's funny, a friend of mine, she would talk dirty to guys.
Right.
And then she would just say something just to get them going, and then they would respond, and then she would hit one letter. so that the text bubble kept going, so they kept thinking she was responding, and then she would just go to bed.
Oh, wow. that's cruel. I'm going to try that.
That's a really rotten way to send somebody to sleep. Yeah, just one letter and then just go to sleep.
Jim Norton's on the show. Thank you so much for coming on. You're always welcome here, by the way.
Yeah, man, stop by sometime.
It's a quick phone call, easy phone call. Jim Norton is at the New York Comedy Club in Stamford next Friday, Saturday. We're linked up on the radio station website. Have a happy and safe 4th, brother.
Yeah, I love you guys. Thanks a lot, man. I'll see you soon. I appreciate it.
Cool. Love you too, man.